It's Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecracking with Winter.
Well, anyway.
COVID-19 edition.
No.
No COVID-19?
No, you changed the name.
Oh, that's right. I've changed it to Mambo number 5. I think Mambo number 5 is a lot more fun, don't you, Victoria?
It's great.
Do you have the song?
I do.
Yeah. Because I forget how the song goes. Oh, that's it. Can you hear it, Richie? Richie Barrister is here.
I can hear it, Mike.
You can hear it? Yeah. Richie Barrister checking in from self-isolation over in Minneapolis. How's that going for you?
It's going great, Mike.
Yeah.
We're spending a lot of family time. We're, you know, homeschooling and home working from home, and everything's in the home now.
Well, that's fun. You're making Mambo number 5 virus fun again. I love it. It's great. I'm sitting here drinking a Bloody Mary at noon because I don't have a problem.
I see that.
Oh, there's so much to talk about with Mambo number 5. I'm not going to call it COVID-19 again.
I think that's a good... I'm going to start doing that too, dude. I think we got to try to spread that.
Mambo number 5.
No, we do not want to spread. That's why we're doing social isolation. No community spread.
Exactly. No community spread, which reminds me, Wisecracking with Winter would like to make a proclamation. I'm not going to bother with CNN or Fox because I don't want their side opinions as they're reading my story. They can't read a fucking story on CNN or Fox without giving their little side fucking jokes and little side opinions. I don't want their fucking opinion. Okay, bye. Richie's still here. So I'm making the proclamation right now. If you're a Wisecracking with Winter fan, I want you to move back to your parents' basement.
What?
Abandon your house. Abandon your apartment. Move back to your parents' basement immediately and do social distancing for Mambo number 5. That's it.
No.
And day drink.
Yeah.
Day drink.
Day
is
drink.
Important.
Yeah. The spin dry clinics, they're still open, aren't they, Richie?
Spin dry? What's a spin dry clinic?
Well, when you become an alcoholic as a result of day drinking, you're eventually going to have to go to spin dry.
Right.
I'm assuming they're all still open.
What? Where is Big G still down in Texas or what?
Big G has been quarantined to Texas.
But he can no longer go to Mexico.
Yeah, he can't go to Mexico either. That's
was
out.
He planning to go to Mexico or what?
Here's the thing with my dad. So once Mambo number 5 started and it began to be...
That's serious.
And it began to be a serious issue.
A serious rhythm where it was hitting the people?
Right. I mean, you can't help but move when you hear it, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So my old man called from Texas. He's like, "Hello, how's it going up there in Minnesota?" I'm like, "Well, we got, you know, Mambo number 5 up here."
And he can't come home.
Right.
And you made sure to know that he shouldn't come home.
Right. You can't come home, dude. You are home. You're a Texan. You're a Texan now.
You live in Texas now.
I informed him that the Minnesota National Guard is on the border of Minnesota and Iowa with Humvees and those big mounted guns, keeping people south. Anybody coming south, north, is being gunned down, dude, with impunity.
But he didn't care because he's spending all of his time in Mexico anyway.
Right. He said,
"Well, I can't do. God damn it. When did that start? Martial laws in Minnesota? Oh, God damn."
Like, you won't make it, dude. I mean, they've gunned down all kinds of cars. I'm surprised you haven't seen that on the news down there. I'm like, do they have news in Texas or is it all word of mouth?
No, they got the goddamn news. And I haven't seen it. I've been, off running around in Mexico.
I'm like, that's smart. That's super smart, because it's not a third world country or anything.
They got great deals on Tylenol and getting your tooth worked on and margaritas with the senoritas. I go over there. I don't give a screw about Mambo number 5.
Like, yeah.
Well, as we know from previous episodes, he doesn't have a computer, so
he does not have a computer.
But we also know
he doesn't know what's going on.
He also knows that he sits in his chair all day long,
right,
and watches sports. But there are no sports.
That's the other thing.
So he's got to be watching.
Oh, that's right.
So he's watching old sports now. I asked him, "What are you looking at on TV?" He's like, "Well,
the goddamn trailer park is emptying out down here. All the Canadians, they went home. They went home. And they all got to sit and wait at the border for a couple of weeks to even get back in that goddamn place. So, just me and Gene here in the old trailer park."
Gene's his girlfriend. So.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, well, that's perfect. Pretty soon you'll be the only ones in that park. Perfect isolation. Yeah. You can't get sick. Like, what are you watching on TV? Right.
I'm watching old baseball games. That's how I'm passing the time.
I'm like, but you already know the outcome.
Well, yeah, but I don't mind watching them because they're really good games.
So that's nice. What he's doing, dude.
So really there's no difference because he practices social isolation here.
He does on 80 degrees summer sunny days.
I know. So there is no difference for him. He doesn't even notice.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's the big G report, dude.
Well, plus it makes it easier.
What makes it easier?
It makes it easier to score the games if they are games from the past. You could just create a scorebook that's like already filled out, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's watching all.
And
the
you just trace over the lines, like what, like well, whatever. I mean, like specific game. Like what does he watch? Like is that like ESPN or something? Or what are they doing?
I don't know what he's watching it on. It could be like Texas Public Access, dude. It could be old high school baseball games. I have no idea what he's looking at.
But you were watching bowling the other day.
Hey, so. It was the last live championship aired was the PBA's Players Championship, and I watched it. I watched every minute of it, and you know what? I fucking enjoyed it.
Blech.
That's all you're going to get. That was it.
Yeah.
That's all. And there was nobody in the gallery to even watch these guys. I mean, it was just family, and that was last week watching these guys bowl.
That's crazy.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah, well, Mambo number 5.
Dude, Mambo number 5 has really quick, dude.
It's spread quick?
Which do you think has spread faster?
Okay.
Mambo number 5? I mean, now I'm talking about now, not your new calling it, but I'm saying COVID number 5 or COVID-19.
Yeah.
Versus Mambo number 5. Do you remember when Mambo number 5 was everywhere and it was infectious?
It was an infection. It infected you right in your penis because you wanted to move when you heard it.
And it still is, though. Like, you still hear it, and it's stuck in your head. I'm still singing it in my head now.
Which spread faster, though? I bet you the song Mambo number 5 spread faster than COVID-19. What do you think?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What do you think, Richie?
I don't know. I'm going to go. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to, since I'm at my computer here, I'm going to go and just start looking at some stats here. I'm going to see what I can find out about Mambo number 5, dude.
You know who I had on that was an absolute delight? Your brother, Larry O'Barrister from Ireland.
Larry
from the old country. Your brother was electric. I loved him.
Yeah, you know, speaking of pandemics, I think there's going to be a global shitstorm of litigation raining down on him and you for, he came dangerously close to revealing my identity on the podcast, dude, so. You might be subject to a.
You're my lawyer.
Cease and desist.
You're my lawyer. You can't sue me, Richie.
Listen, we'll see what happens.
What are you going to sue him for? Because he has nothing.
What you going to take?
His daddy's chair.
Yeah, you could take my dad's chair.
I would have never guessed that.
You could take my 15-year-old pickup truck. You could, I don't know, you could take my control board so I can't do any more podcasts. I suppose.
Let's do that.
I could be litigated for that.
I'll help you.
Yeah. So, no.
Mambo number 5. Hold on. Mambo number 5. Chart on the Billboard charts. 1999. It peaked at... Number 3, U.S. Adult Top 40, the Billboard chart, peaked at 2. Let's see what other details we can add.
You're breaking up.
Of Mambo number 5.
Now, you broke up a little bit.
Dude, one of the impacts of the whole thing is, you know, everybody like working from home and all that. It's like And so now I'm competing for bandwidth, like with my, you know, my kids downstairs playing like Overwatch, and my daughter's, I don't know, streaming Disney Plus, and my wife is working from home and blah, blah, blah. So everybody's got to, you know, tighten their internet belts, dude.
So speaking of Mambo number five, the virus, yeah. Does your, can I talk about the, you're quarantined, right?
Yeah. Let me, I'll just tell you, cause I don't want to get into like where, what, how she came in. Cause there's, you know, like privacy, blah, blah, blah. But
right.
Basically, you know, like a week ago in Minnesota, there was like 35 cases. And then I remember, I don't forget which day it was. I think it was like maybe from Saturday to Sunday or Sunday to Monday. Excuse me. I got to blow my nose. Sorry.
No, go right ahead.
Can't get through the.
Yeah. Right. Hopefully not. So anyway, you know, that day when it went from like 35 to 54, basically like my wife had had lunch with one of those 54 people, you know? So then the woman that she had lunch with called her at work on Monday just to say like, FYI, I tested positive for Mambo number five. And so then her work made her go home. You know, they basically said, okay, well, so you need to be on quarantine then. So she's at home basically sitting in our bedroom for like the last whatever, I guess, you know, she's been in there. So she's supposed to be on quarantine until a week from last Wednesday. So that, you know, I mean, like this coming Wednesday will be 2 weeks since she had lunch with that person. So, you know, but what that told us was she's on quarantine, but we don't necessarily have to be because we weren't exposed and we don't know if she is, you know, I mean, she was exposed, but that doesn't mean she is infected. And so they just said, basically it's like, treat her like somebody who has the flu. In other words, you know, if somebody in your house had the flu, you wouldn't have to stay home, but you would just give them space and whatever. So that's kind of what we're doing. So she's on quarantine. And the rest of us are just sort of whatever, sticking around the house, which it seems like most people are just kind of staying in or whatever. So I don't know.
Yeah, because what are you really going to do, right?
What do you mean?
We're all basically on quarantine.
Yeah, basically. I mean, not, you know, not really quarantine, but just, I don't know. Yeah, everyone's just supposed to like just stay away from other people. You know what I mean? Which
Can we talk about the fucking hoarding? The goddamn hoarding of toilet paper.
Yeah.
What the hell is the matter with people?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about, go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't understand it. And I know that you're a learned man. Right. So I thought maybe you'd have a better take on why in the hell are people hoarding toilet paper? I mean, I don't think Mambo number five even causes the runs. So why are they hoarding it?
Who knows? I don't know. That's weird. I mean, the thing I will say about the hoarding, it's like, you know, because the thing that was in the news was like, you know, St. Louis Park Costco was like empty, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about this before on the podcast of like, just basically like if you shop at Costco, which, you know, I do, but there's a sense of like, if you shop at Costco, you're basically halfway there to hoarding already. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I bought like one thing of mayonnaise when I was there.
Right.
And I feel like I'm hoarding mayonnaise because it's like, it's so big. I'm like, if this crisis lasts for 18 months.
So are you still wormy about driving to Costco or is that eased up with less cars on the road?
I'm not wormy about driving there. I'm just like, you know, I mean, I've always, every time I go there, I always think like Costco is like if white privilege were a location, it would be the St. Louis Park Costco, dude. You know what I mean?
So Costco is for rich white people. Is that what you're saying? That need too much shit?
Yeah, basically. But anyway, so yeah, like I was saying before I dropped out there, like I bought a – did I say that already? Did you get the part about the mayonnaise?
I was talking about the mayonnaise. Who needs 5 gallons of mayonnaise, dude? How many sandwiches are you making?
Right. So that's my point about like the hoarding thing is like if you shop at Costco, you're basically almost hoarding already. You know what I mean? Like people are like, how much toilet paper? It's like if I just buy one of those things of toilet paper, it's like – what is it? Like 48 rolls or something like that? It's like, dude – that's going to be good for me for a while. But then, yeah, so you see people who have like four of those packages. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I mean, if it gets to the point where you're not able to go out, whatever. My whole thing is, you know, I've been to India. So I know if push comes to shove, I can just get down with the old hand wipe, dude. You know?
What is India like? Because you were supposed to go to Mexico, and then you were going to tell me all about it. So you obviously did not go to Mexico.
No, I did go. We did go.
Oh, you did?
Oh, gosh.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, we went back. We got back. We went like in the middle of February. So we got back right before this shit like hit the fan, you know.
So you fly down in the – where did you land in Mexico? Was it Mexico City?
No, Cancun. We flew to Cancun.
Oh, you're really roughing it.
Yeah, we're really roughing it. Yeah. So we flew to Cancun, and then we stayed in this town called Puerto Morelos.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Anyway, we were down there for a while, and yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. But there was none of this Mambo number 5 anywhere. You know what I mean? No one was even talking about it then. I mean, maybe in China they were, I guess, but
that's way too short of a description of your trip to Mexico. And we got to really dig deep here. So, Puerto Morelos, is that near Tijuana?
No, nowhere near Tijuana.
Did you go to Tijuana?
No, nowhere near Tijuana.
Did you see a donkey show?
Sign me up for that.
No, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, did you go to a cantina and have a margarita?
No. What? No, we just hung around. We just pretty much hung around and tried. Dude, I was like so excited to get a tan this summer. Like when I came back, you know, I was like, I got like a little bit of a tan. I was like, dude, this summer I'm going to get a tan. I guess that's not happening, dude. Nah. There's going to be a Mambo number 5 put a crimp in my tanning plans, dude.
How long were you there for again?
A week.
A full week.
A full week. Yeah.
Give me a story. Did you? So you were you at a, like an all inclusive resort?
No, no. We're just at like a condo. So there's like a Canadian couple that owns a house down there that we went to. So, dude, this is not entertaining to anybody to hear about my vacation.
It's entertaining to me. I can make it
entertaining. This is the type of shit I don't want a probing interview about my personal business. Dude. This is why I don't come on the podcast.
Because ooh.
Did you notice like all my pictures on Facebook from my trip to Mexico?
Did no, you see Richie, because you're not on Facebook. Because
I'm not on there, dude. I don't talk about my shit. In fact, I'm probably going to ask you to go back and delete that whole part.
No,
dude.
I'm not. I'm not deleting anything.
That's so, pretty impressive because Mike always talks about his shit.
I talk about everything. Everything.
I mean your shit.
I don't leave anything. What are we talking about? We got to get into – now, Victoria has a degree in psychology.
Okay.
Okay. That's honest. That's not a bit. She really has a degree in psychology.
I do.
Okay.
What is Richie's mental problem?
Yeah.
That he can't even talk about a simple Mexican vacation that he stayed at a very nice pueblo and he had cervezas with amigos.
Right. But maybe he was doing something else there that he doesn't want you to know about. Maybe he's in with the Mexican cartel.
Is that what it is, Richie? Because I don't think the cartel's listening.
No, I mean, it's the psychology of – I mean, I think the more pertinent question is what is the psychology of everybody thinking that they need to put their shit on social media so that everyone can see it?
You know what? That is something we should discuss. Because
this is Victoria's – now you're in her wheelhouse and she's the one with the psychology degree. I'm just a smartass with a microphone.
Let's hear it.
So let's get into why everybody feels the need to put all of their stuff – on social media when we'll go to our resident psychologist, Victoria.
Because everybody's life sucks. No, I don't know. Some people are introverts and some people are extroverts. So I'm guessing that you're more of an introvert, Richie.
I suppose. I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Yes.
You think I'm an introvert?
Gotta be addressed. Let's keep going.
Okay.
No, so there's nothing wrong with not wanting to share. I share things, but mostly pictures. I like to document our life in pictures. It's mostly about my children, and it's a place for me to keep all of those in one place. I don't do a lot of – there are people on the internet who are very hell-bent on having you know how great their life is.
Yeah.
Right.
Usually when you see those people, their life is not great.
Yeah.
I like to share the shitty things about my life because there are a few.
There's nothing shitty about my life. It's a it's awesome. Every day is better than yesterday.
Right, and all you post is political stuff and stuff.
No, I don't.
Oh no, you quit. You're on a political ban.
Yeah, when I found out that Bernie wasn't going to get the nod.
Oh my God, can we stop with Bernie?
I checked out. It's over.
Hey, what is you mentioned to me in the run up to this recording? You mentioned to me that Political Paul had some hot takes on his last appearance. So what? Just give me the synopsis of what was Paul.
Wait, you didn't listen to the last show?
Yeah, he's not even doing his homework.
Wait a minute. I get in trouble for not listening. How come Richie doesn't get in trouble?
I think the problem with Richie is narcissism, and let's address that.
I can't, because I like him. I think that he's a little less of a narcissist than you are, which might be why you guys are good together.
I may be the king of all narcissists.
I agree.
So what's Political Paul? What was his when was he on? Like how recently? Just give me the broad strokes of what's Paul up to.
I'd be happy to do that for you if you answer this one question for me.
Okay.
When you were in Mexico, did you eat a taco?
Yes.
A burrito?
No.
Did you ask for a Mexi-Melt? Because that makes you sound like a gringo.
No.
Are there Taco Bells in Mexico?
No.
Okay. So,
but there are McDonald's.
Oh, there are. Well, I'm working. What about Taco John's? Is that more authentic?
You're so...
No.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Okay, last question, I promise.
Okay.
Did you get drunk in Mexico?
That's none of your business.
You didn't? Everything is my business.
No, it's
everything
not.
Everything is.
Not everything is your business.
Everything in the Wisecracking with Winter universe, which is where we're at right now, is my business. Mm. But I'm going to let him
I've been on a program for like the last, I don't know, few months of, I only have one beer in a 24-hour period. So that's been going on since like October.
How close are you watching the clock when it's getting close to 24 hours?
I actually did have one time where I was like, well, if I drink it at midnight, then I could have another one at 12:05. But then I realized that would be like sort of, alcoholic type behavior. No, I mean, I haven't been super strict. Like there was a couple times, like I think at Thanksgiving, I had a couple glasses of wine, blah, blah, whatever.
Well, who doesn't need that at Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, we've been hearing for years that it's like, it's healthy. Like people who drink one drink a day, that's healthy. And then some people are like, well, you could have one or two. But then I got into the habit where I was like, I'm having two with dinner and then like two while I lay on the couch after. And nobody thinks that having four drinks a day is healthy. So
alcoholism.
Yeah. So
alcoholism.
What does Political Paul have to say?
Let me ask you this question first.
No, you've already asked a question.
It's not about Mexico.
It is his turn.
It's not about drinking. It's not about Mexico. Can I ask my question or not?
You said one question.
About Mexico.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you!
Get it done.
Who do you think is a better guest? I'm not even asking Richie. Do you think Richie's a better guest or do you think his brother's a better guest?
Who are you asking that
you.
To?
You!
No! I have never met either one of them.
Right.
Richie has been on more, and I enjoy listening to him.
I know.
Plus, he's on right now, so I'm going to say Richie.
Now, this has been an ongoing thing. This has been an ongoing question because, like I said, when my brother was on, and he posted on his Facebook, like, listen to Wisecracking with Winter, blah, blah, blah. And then my mom and her friends, my mom was like, I listened to it and I really liked it. I'd like to listen when you're on. And
see?
I had to explain to her that. Yeah. And I had to explain to her that I've been asking Mike for years to make all of the episodes available, but they're not available. So you can't listen to it, Mom. Sorry.
You're denied
that privilege of listening to your
son. Hi, Richie's mom. She's going to listen to this one.
Yeah, she will be. And I've met Richie's mother back in the mid-90s. I've met her.
Yeah.
Wonderful woman. I can't say enough good things about her.
She's not going to donate to the show.
But I've only got an hour.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I'm glad your mom does listen.
So how can we access those old shows, Mike?
That would be a question for Political Paul. And he is a producer of this show.
I heard he's producer Paul now.
He is producer Paul now.
Nice.
What Paul has been saying on the political landscape as of late is that he's as disappointed as I am that Bernie will not be getting the bid for the Democrats this time around.
Right.
And it's going to be more of the same. It's going to be Punch Drunk Joe, who looks like a punch drunk old boxer.
Please.
Can we be honest? Against Donald J. Trump. What's the combined age there? Is it like 155 years old?
Who of the three people? Yeah, that's the thing, dude. Maybe Mambo number five. I mean, there's a pretty good chance that one of those three is going to succumb to Mambo number five, dude.
You think so?
How about if all of them do? And then we get a nice independent person to run.
I like Amy Klobuchar.
That's just because she has big boobs.
Yeah, that is why.
I know. What did
she say? Dude, now listen to this. Mambo number five.
Yeah.
Mambo number five sold 280,000 units just in Australia. It's quadruple platinum. So I'd say in the United Kingdom, for example, Mambo number five was double platinum. But now it says that it sold the units, it says 1 million. So that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, platinum is 1 million, right?
Well, but then why does the other thing say, I don't know, well, Wikipedia. In France, it was diamond with 1.5 million units sold. I don't know. This seems like misinformation to me.
Just like all the other Mambo number five information.
So... totally, it seems like I would say Mambo number five buries COVID-19 in terms of its spread across the globe.
See, I called it.
Lou Bega, dude.
Lou Bega, dude. What do you think he's up to now?
He's probably isolating, dude. I don't know.
He's coming up with that next hit.
Does he have exactly. anything else?
He doesn't need anything else.
We should look and see if there's anything else.
That song is platinum.
So and what did so Political Paul was just disappointed that Bernie is not apparently going to get the nod. I don't know. I thought, well, whatever. I don't want to get it political, but I mean, it's not over till it's over, dude. You know
no,
I mean?
It's over when it's over. I mean, has it's Bernie over. Won like what two states? Basically,
I don't know. Let me go. Listen, I'm at my computer.
I'm looking
get some facts
right now.
Oh, I'm letting my political team do that. And while they're looking up political stats. Can we take a minute to talk about Paul Lambie? You know Paul Lambie. He's over there at Carpenter Realty.
Dude, speaking of cease and desist, has there been community spread to Carpenter Realty about these ads yet or no?
There's been community spread about the kind of wonderful job Paul Lambie does over there at Carpenter Realty, and that's spreading like hotcakes. Yeah. If you need a quality used home, and you're looking to live in basically a third world country without leaving America, head on over to Indianapolis and look up Paul Lambie. You know Paul. He's over there at Carpenter Realty. He will get you into some kind of a slab house with no basement for the low, low price of – it's got to be under $30,000 for a four-bedroom house there. So get a hold of Paul Lambie. You're asking yourself, but Mike, I'm quarantined to my house here. In Minnesota, or in California, or in Massachusetts.
Just call him. He'll find you something.
You can wait for Mambo number five to be over, and then get a hold of Paul over there at Carpenter Realty. Paul J. Lambie, Carpenter Realty. Get yourself into a nice slab house for 30 grand. And you can take that alcoholism with you to Indianapolis, because nobody cares there. Richie?
Dude, you know what, while we're on right now for the first time ever, I'm just going to have to say that advertisement just directed me to Carpenter Realty's website, dude.
Can you find Paul Lambie?
Let me see, Realty, Paul Lambie.
We're doing some fact checking.
Yeah.
Have I been wrong all these years about finding Paul Lambie?
This is a whole new look at Paul looking smooth on that. Dude.
We're going to have to post a link to that photo.
I think he did. I think you mean on the every show notes there's a link to his website.
Oh, yeah.
I don't look at those.
He's got some nice looking properties on here. Oh, sold properties.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's making some money.
Yeah.
Nice. Look at these some stately manners on here, dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Paul Lambie knows what he's doing over at Carpenter Realty. He really
does. All these years I've been scoffing at Carpenter Realty, but I guess they're not fooling around, dude.
No, he really isn't. So you looked at a heat map or whatever. What states did Bernie win?
Oh, let me go back.
Oh, We've already.
So,
yeah, I quit over. Searching. I'm on Bloody Mary number two.
I mean, I don't know what's. I mean, what matters, right, is delegates. So right now, the current count, according to Google, is 1201 for Biden, 896 for Bernie. So
isn't it over?
I don't know. Why,
how
why
many
is
states
it? You gotta get,
are left?
You got to get 1991 to win the nomination.
Hey, that was a good year.
So there you go.
And
so
how many delegates
yet.
Does Biden have?
1201.
1201.
All right. Well, so basically all he's got to do is win Florida and it's over? Or Ohio?
No.
No?
Well, we'll see what happens here, dude.
Nobody can even vote.
They are.
Right.
They did on Tuesday.
Yeah, but not as many people as normally would.
Yeah.
I think they ought to suspend voting until Mambo number five has come.
Until Mambo number five winds down.
Yes, absolutely. Because there's a lot of people scared.
Hopefully it won't be the extended remix of Mambo number five.
Ugh.
I'm sure there's one out there, and I'd like to hear it.
It goes on and on and on. I just looked. Lou Bega has three other songs.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Mambo number 6, 7, and 8.
You know, I just got out of there, but we'll look again. He has Mambo number 5.
Right.
Mambo number 5 remix.
And that sounds like a deadly pandemic, dude.
It does. It does.
What? So now, let me ask you, Mike. What is your? You know, you're a Teamster, so you're out there in the supply chain. How's the supply chain looking, dude? What's the report, dude?
Well, I work for a liquor distributor.
Okay,
that's my day job. This is my night job.
Okay.
So, it's fine. I mean, all the bars and restaurants here in the great
is anybody is anybody hoarding like Jack Daniels?
Oh,
or?
most definitely. I mean, they're hoarding really? Liquor like they're hoarding. Toilet paper.
The other
are
day,
people, no, I'm being serious. Are people are like shelves bare in the liquor
yes.
store or what?
Yes.
Seriously?
The other day at the liquor store that I work at part time, we had a guy come in and buy 12 cases
of Busch beer. Light.
Well, I think it was like natural ice or something.
Holy shit!
12 cases.
There is a nationwide shortage right now on Busch Light,
and that's no joke.
They're rationing Busch
easy for Busch you to
Light.
Say.
Yeah, they're rationing it.
They are not.
Crazy.
They are too.
You're starting a.
I'm not kidding.
We're not
you're
rationing
gonna start
at
a global,
my store.
You're going to start a global Busch Light panic, dude.
Well, then maybe they'll pay us.
I should call Larry O'Barrister in Ireland and see if they're rationing Guinness
Ooh.
And Jameson, right?
Yeah, he's laid up. He's laid up in the house right now.
Does he have Mambo number 5?
No, he does not have Mambo number 5 yet. So we'll just see what happens here. But yeah, no, they're sheltering in place, dude.
And I have a friend in Italy right now, and they are also on lockdown.
Oh, really?
Yes, she's in the military. She's over there, and they can't leave their house.
Wow, that's crazy.
Italy, I think they were just saying that they're taking the number one spot from China now, right?
I should do my Casey Kasem. Coming in at number one, Italy with Mambo number 5. Close falling to number 2, China. At number 3, the United States of America. This just in from Perry in West Virginia. He writes, Casey, I think my dog has Mambo number 5. He's been dragging his ass on the floor every day, and he really looks down. Would you mind playing a song for him on your show? You know what, Perry? I got a song you need. It's Mambo number 5 by Lou Bega. Coming in at number 5. Really?
Old Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem. He's spinning in his grave right now. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
is he in the grave? Old
speaking
case?
Of graves, did you guys hear who died today?
Kenny Rogers.
Oh no.
Lady, it's been so long since I've been balls deep. Oh, I'm sorry, Richie. Your mom
listens. Now my mom's listening, dude.
Let her listen.
See?
She likes Kenny Rogers.
But my mom listens too.
You've got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em.
Okay, that's enough.
When to walk
okay,
away.
Stop.
When she gets pregnant.
Okay, that's enough. Oh my God.
Kenny Rogers.
I can't even. Kenny Rogers passed away this morning at the age of 81.
Did he die at Mambo number 5?
I don't think so, but it says he was in too much Bloody Mary. What do you call that? He was in
I don't give a screw.
Not quarantine. He was in hospice care. I had no idea. And he said he passed away at home. So
it, you know, I have to say that some of these pictures of these more recent pictures of Kenny actually do look like he looks like what's the guy that we were just talking about? Not Bernie. Who's the other guy? Sleepy Joe. He looks a lot like Joe Biden, only with like a goatee, dude.
They probably had as much. He's probably has had as much work done as Joe Biden.
Well, yeah, crazy.
Did have as much work done.
Man, dude. I'm just looking at the lineup. You know how, like, when you look on Google and they show, like, pictures of, like, other just, like, related people?
Yeah.
Like, if you look down the list of country singers, dude, I'd say old Mambo number 5 is going to be claiming some more lives here, because let's just see, you know.
Is Conway Twitty dead?
Old Willie is, Willie's 86. Since you don't mind sharing all your personal details.
No, I don't care.
In public. What, where in Texas, because I see that Willie is from Abbott, Texas. That reminds me, where is Big G chilling these days?
The Big G is in Alamo, Texas. You know the place where Pee Wee Herman's bike is in the basement at the Alamo?
Oh, really?
No, he's not. That would be San Antonio. He's in Alamo, which is almost right on the border.
Nice.
Yeah, he's down there.
So... does he go back and forth and, like, do shopping in Mexico and stuff like that?
He does.
He shops for teeth.
He brought me back a purse.
I mean, like, does he, what's his, you should get him on for a little commentary on, like, what's the border situation down there, dude?
It's closed. They shut
the door. I know it's closed now, but that's crazy. So he's, yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm looking on Google Maps right now. Oh, yeah, he's way over there on the eastern part of Mexico there.
Richie, would you like to play a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have a game that Victoria has found for us. And the name of the game is, Victoria?
True or False, the Mambo number 5 edition.
Fantastic. Oh, that worked out.
You're so surprised.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to play some background. Okay, here we go.
All right, so this is from the John Hopkins Medicine website, and we've got some true or false facts for you. You guys get to figure out if you think it's true or false.
Okay, who gets to go first?
You know what? Richie's our guest. Let's let him go first.
Okay, Richie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your first one, true or false. You can protect yourself from Mambo number 5 by swallowing or gargling with bleach, taking acid or steroids, using essential oils, salt water, ethanol, or other substances.
Is that like a legitimate? Are there people who would say that's true?
This is on the John Hopkins website.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do I have
to? Talking to your mic, Richie. We can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, that sounds like false to me.
It is false. None of these recommendations protect you. And some of these practices may actually be dangerous. Can you believe that? Gargling with bleach is dangerous. Although Mike's dad likes to gargle with Lysol.
He does. He sticks Lysol in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. It does say that washing your hands frequently and thoroughly using soap and hot water is the best way to protect yourself.
Okay, me now. I want to answer one.
Your turn. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you think you can do it?
I think I can do it if Richie can do it.
Mm-hmm. True or false? The new coronavirus, also known as Mambo number 5, was deliberately created or released by people.
That is true.
Richie, you want to steal?
I'd say that's false.
Yeah, viruses can change over time. Occasionally, a disease outbreak happens when a virus is common in an animal such as a pig, bat, or bird, and it changes and passes to humans.
I heard that they were having bat sandwiches in China.
Oh my gosh.
And that's how it got spread.
You are such a pain in the ass. No bat sandwiches in China.
Did you hear how AIDS started? Somebody ate a monkey.
Okay.
Richie, am I right or wrong?
This is crazy talk, Mike.
Next question.
Dude, I'm fascinated about Big G's. I'm just checking out the map here. Big G's like right on the old border down there, dude.
Yeah, never mind him. Let him fight the drug cartel in Mambo number 5. Never mind him. I want to get to the next question.
True or false? Ordering or buying products shipped from China will make a person sick. Your turn, Richie.
I'd say that's false.
It is false. Although,
oh, no way.
I ordered a pair of jeans from China a month and a half ago, and they have yet to arrive. So maybe they think it does have something. But this says it's false. I just can't get those jeans. It says,
were they nice tight jeans, like skinny jeans?
They were skinny jeans, but I don't have them in my possession.
Fuck.
The Chinese still have them.
Another reason why I don't like Mambo number 5.
Uh-huh.
Next question.
True or false? A face mask will protect you from COVID-19.
True.
That is false. It says there are tight-fitting respirators, sort of like tight-fitting jeans, that can protect healthcare workers when they care for infected patients. But the general public wearing lightweight disposable surgical masks is not recommended. So all those people you see at the grocery store, that is something else. All of these people in the grocery store wearing gloves, right?
Right.
Thinking they're protecting themselves.
They are.
As they're itching their face and their hair and sticking their fingers in their nose, it is not doing them any good.
Hmm.
This is one thing that I was actually thinking. This is going to be a positive effect that will result from Mambo number 5 is, you know, in Star Wars, like, because when I go to the grocery store, it's nice when you come – because, like, okay, so I work downtown and, like, everybody when I was in – you know, as of last week, we're working from home. But before we were working downtown. And, dude, you would think that we worked, like, in a surgical unit because, like, everybody's, like, washing their hands every 5 minutes and whatever and – like nobody wants to touch the doorknobs with their, you know, everyone's like opening the door with their elbow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what I'm realizing is that I think maybe as a result of this, because like when you go to the grocery store, you know, the doors just automatically open. And so I think that more and more places are going to have automatic doors. I was thinking, so it's probably going to get to the point where we're going to have that like Star Wars technology where you just come to someone's house and it's going to be like, and the door just like goes up real fast. So that could be like a positive effect. Like we're finally going to have those kind of doors, dude.
Victoria, are we going to have those doors?
You might. I'm not. I can't afford those doors. We're staying in the ice ages where you have to actually take your hand and open the handle. And my children will be involved in bleaching the door handles every day.
Do you have any more questions for us?
That's it.
There's only three questions in the whole thing.
Well, I mean, it is John Hopkins. They have better things to do, probably. I mean, I can find some more.
That's a pretty rudimentary type. Those are pretty rudimentary questions.
But here,
I got 2 out of 3 wrong.
Here's the thing that worries me.
Yeah.
John Hopkins University had to put this as an article, which means people think that it's true.
Here. People believe all types of crazy stuff. So luckily, luckily, Wisecracking with Winter is here to disseminate the truth, dude.
So here's something else for you. Here's 5 surprising facts about COVID-19 from the Penn State website.
Mambo number 5, please.
Well, I'm sorry. Am I going to get kicked off the show?
No.
Okay. Here's the first surprising fact. It started in an open-air fish market in China that sold bat meat. So Mr. Winter was correct about something.
They're eating bats.
Yes.
Is there no food in China? Richie, is there food in China?
I don't know. What? Wait, so that is a true? That's true? That there's an open air fish
it
market?
It does. It says, the first known cases in Wuhan, China were traced to a market where people sold fish as well as butchered animals, including exotic ones like bats. The virus resembles bat flu, which has been found only in, you guessed it, bats.
They should make a new Batman, but make him Chinese. Like he ate a bat sandwich.
This has led to some speculating that COVID-19 may have been passed from bats to humans in the Wuhan market.
Wuhan forever. Wuhan forever.
But you can't get the virus from food, it says. It's not passed through the intestinal tract, so you can't get it from food.
Then how did they get it?
If someone with the virus sneezes on your apple or your grapefruit and you touch it.
Or your bat sandwich.
Or your Batman sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says young people are ticking time bombs, which they were anyway. I mean, look at my kids.
We're old. We think all the kids are bad.
That's true.
Right, Richie?
That's right.
It says children and teens may have only mild symptoms from the strain of corona, but they are ticking time bombs for older and sicker people. They can contract Mambo number 5 and pass it on to parents and grandparents who are more vulnerable and severe complications. So that means I should be quarantined from my children, right?
Yeah.
More drinks for me.
Dude, Richie? I'm going to changing gears real quick, Mike, because this is a topic that came up a couple weeks. This is before Mambo number 5 hit the news. But did you see where Bill Simmons, the podcaster, sold his podcast network to Spotify for $200 million?
Ooh,
what the fuck?
Nobody will sell your podcast for $2. You can't even get rid of it.
My show's not even publicly traded.
Man. Maybe we should do that. I'll give you 5 cents.
5 cents a share?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Only one share, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
God, that's a... $200 million? Like, I
Bill
was...
Simmons.
Who's Bill Simmons again?
He's got the Bill Simmons podcast, dude.
I never fucking even heard of it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, well.
Bill Simmons.
Have you ever listened to it, Richie?
He's an American sports columnist, author, and podcaster.
Yeah.
Former sports writer.
Spotify.
What about Spotify?
Just Variety.com headline, Spotify paying up to $196 million in cash for Bill Simmons' podcast network.
What the fuck? What the fuck do I got to do?
Not what you're doing.
What I'm doing?
You need to move out of your daddy's
basement. Number one in Ireland.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. In certain households.
True.
Mm-hmm. One household.
Well.
I mean, it's a start.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I don't know. There's people that...
Unfortunately, the...
There's people in
Israel. Unfortunately,
the
purchasing power of your listeners is not... the purchasing power of your listenership has not reached the critical mass to... garner a multi-million dollar contract.
Richie, do you want to know who is a huge fan of Wisecracking with Winter? The squirrels outside of Mr. Winter's house.
I would have never guessed that.
He has become so lonely.
What do you mean?
That he's out there feeding squirrels and then watching them. He's feeding them popcorn and he is talking to them as they come to his house to eat popcorn.
Ooh, Mike's doing that?
Yes.
You're doing that, Mike?
He is.
What I do with my time is my business.
And he gets super excited about it. He's like, watch this, watch this. Here comes Fat Guy. Watch Fat Guy eat the popcorn.
You guys are making it sound like it's a bad thing. So if I was doing that in Mexico,
we can't
talk about it, right?
I can't wait till the next global I can't wait till they isolate they realize that the next global pandemic originated in South Minneapolis from squirrels, dude.
Here's what I do. I got a giant tin of popcorn for Christmas as a present. I couldn't eat it all. And I see all these poor woodland creatures running about trying to, you know, just get a nut. You know, these squirrels are just trying to get a nut. And I, you know, there's some rabbits.
Right.
I have a surplus of popcorn. So I'm like the federal government of squirrels. I'm out there feeding the little creatures that live in my backyard.
This morning, he wakes up and he's like, I have to feed the squirrels. I need to go out and feed the squirrels.
I didn't sound like a nutcase. Like, I got to go outside and feed squirrels.
No, you did sound like a little bit of a nutcase.
It's
and then you came back and you said, oh my gosh, the squirrels are out there. You have to see. The squirrels are out there.
Oh my God. You sound like I'm nuts. You make me sound like Richie. That's not fair.
No, Richie.
That really... That really actually, that puts a whole new, what do you call it? That puts a whole new light on you, Mike, for me.
New perspective.
It gives me a little humanity.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's like a compassionate thing that you do, you know, yeah.
Except for he realized.
You're out there feeding the squirrels.
Why waste the popcorn and throw it in the trash when the squirrels like it?
But here's the thing.
What?
What you call the squirrel's wife on the ground trying to scavenge for food, because the squirrel's husband won't let her have any, and you're laughing because he won't feed her, and you're like, look, take that, bitch. You can get the scraps.
Okay, all right, I'll just get into it. There's two squirrels. One's really fat, and the other one is thin. Mm-hmm. The fat one is always the first at a dinner table. I throw all this popcorn on a picnic table. There's the fat one is there literally 2 minutes later, and he's going to town. Then, like a few minutes later, a thin one shows up, tries to hop on the table, and the fat one fucking, you know, chases it around and scares it away, and then goes back to being a glutton.
Dude, it's hoarding.
It is hoarding.
He's hoarding the popcorn.
Dude. It is. It's a reflection of society.
And the poor little one is on the ground just scavenging for
he's
the
just
leftovers.
Looking for scraps.
I mean, using the napkins instead of the toilet paper.
Oh, no.
So I made up a little story about that's his wife. The down
bitch.
On the floor, mm-hmm. getting the scraps. It's something to do. We're all stuck in the house. I mean, you got to make, don't you get sick of watching TV after a while? So you make your own show. I made the squirrel show.
Sounds like Richie's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Sounds like he's fishing out his last beer out of the fridge for the 24-hour period.
I know. Yeah. What you doing, Richie?
Nothing. I'm just listening to you guys, and I got to, what is that? This noise? Is that what you're hearing?
That's it.
Yeah, what is that?
There's a jar of pencils on my desk here, so I started fidgeting with them.
I thought it was the last of the peanut butter.
You usually have more questions for me, Richie. Go ahead with your questions.
The supply, so I want to know from the Teamsters, because this is my thing, is like, I'm not as worried about, I mean, I realize obviously Mambo number 5 is like has serious health implications and a lot of people are going to suffer, blah, that whatever. I understand that.
Right.
But like, what about, you know, I just don't want there to be like a global like panic about like trying to get supplies. So as a Teamster, mm-hmm. I need you to reassure me, Mike, are we, they're still out there. The supply chain is up and running. Stuff's still being delivered.
Yes.
What's your take? Yeah.
Yes. We can't drive to bars and restaurants anymore. They're all closed. So we're dropping off, at just liquor stores. And it's not even all liquor stores in the state of Minnesota, because a lot of the municipal ones that are run by the cities have shut down. So we're just doing private liquor stores and Total Wine and Spirits. And this stuff is selling like hotcakes. Hotcakes. I mean, every truck is leaving our depot full to the roof daily. And and it's happening every day.
And really, that's the way it is with the rest of the supply chain also. I used to be in the industry. And the trucks are running, and they're running hard. In fact, they just they're looking past the whole hours of service and letting truckers just drive. I had a headhunter call me, a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they need more people working in the trucking industry. And I used to work in sales. So they're looking for people. They're running hard right now.
Right. They threw out the weight restrictions on the trucks. They threw out the, like, you couldn't drive for more than 14 hours. You couldn't, you know, be on the clock for 14 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
They threw that out.
They're just
so it's the Wild West. Because the, you know.
Well, it's the 60s all over.
I wonder, what are they doing with, like I was thinking, like, what are they going to do with, like, you know, all those companies that supply food to restaurants? What are they going to do with all that food?
A lot of them are donating it to different places, food shelves and schools.
Yeah.
There's some restaurants who, I know of a restaurant that closed down the other day and they gave all that food to their employees so that they had food at their house.
Why not just keep it at the restaurant?
Well, like I was
Why
the
not
recipient.
Freeze it?
Some of it you can, some of it you can't. My neighbor gave me a bunch of pancake batter the other day because you can't freeze it. And her son brought it home from the restaurant he worked at.
Huh. Has that happened to you, Richie? Has somebody from the local neighborhood that runs a restaurant come over and knocked on your door? Hey, Richie, do you need some steaks? Has that happened?
No, we did go. We did go and get takeout from our local place down the road here because, you know, we were like, okay, well, we should support, you know, because they're just doing takeout only. So we did go down and get some, but. I don't know. I experienced some gastrointestinal symptoms after that, so I was a little bit annoyed. But
John's delivered.
Yeah, my son's been begging for Chipotle. He thinks it's like he's going to die because he can't have Chipotle.
I think, you know, I was listening to Bill Burr. He has a podcast, really popular.
Yeah.
And he was saying that it's good for America that we can't go out and get food at these restaurants because we're all going to lose weight as a result because we all have to cook for ourselves.
I heard that, yeah.
Right, except for my kids are wanting to bake cookies and bake bread and make all sorts of things, and they're all wanting to learn how to do it. So we're cooking constantly.
Yeah, but it's done at home. See, that's the difference. Oh. You know? It's healthier when it's done at home. Right, Richie?
I think so. What, wait, so, I keep going back. We keep getting off topic here. So what was political Paul's so he's bummed about
Bernie
being in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, he's down. I'm down too. My dauber's down. When I found
your dauber's down.
My dauber's down politically.
He was throwing a temper tantrum. His dauber isn't down. He was throwing a tantrum. A tantrum. I am not
going on the podcast?
No, in real life.
She's talking about me.
Yes.
Oh.
Mr. Wisecracken in real life called me up and he said, I am done. I am not talking about politics anymore. I am not posting anything about politics. I'm not commenting anything about politics. I am done. That lasted 24 hours.
I'm mad about Bernie.
There you go.
I want Bernie to win.
You are a whiny little baby.
I always
get our way.
My way or nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Bernie is you didn't right. Win.
Bernie is an old, crazy dude.
Let me tell you about Bernie Sanders.
No.
What Bernie Sanders needs is Medicaid for all. It'd be a mitzvah for America. That's what Bernie is. He's a mitzvah for America. Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about all that, Richie?
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
It's probably a secret. Right, Richie?
I didn't vote in our primary, so I'm just waiting for whatever. I mean, I can't.
You didn't vote?
Process at this point, so there's no real.
I am waiting for an independent or a libertarian candidate to come.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Somebody's got to come save this world, and it's not Bernie.
He would have.
I think that it would be great to have a candidate in the middle that everybody could support. It would bring the country together.
In the middle is boring. It's boring.
I'm boring. But you still
like
me.
It's boring. I don't need some vanilla, boring-ass politician. I don't need another Jimmy Carter. I don't need another friggin' Bill Clinton. I can't think of any other presidents. I don't need another George Washington. I need somebody.
Mike, I just want to say it. I have to interject right here, dude. When people say you just said vanilla, guess what the number one top flavor of ice cream is in America?
It's vanilla.
It's Rocky Road. Everybody knows that.
You can throw a little chocolate sauce on it and make it tasty, but it's still vanilla.
It's boring.
So be boring.
Bernie is not boring. Bernie is exciting.
Bernie is psycho.
Bernie is electric for a 78-year-old man.
Who's going to die in a couple years anyway.
Why do people say that about that guy?
Because he reminds me of Weekend at Bernie's. Like, they're going to hold him up there at the podium and he's going to be dead.
Because he has one little heart attack. Now everybody's scared.
Okay. Enough about Bernie.
Okay. Richie, want to answer a question?
Let's hear it.
Do you think Medicare or Medicaid for all is a good idea or bad idea?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have enough of an opinion about it to be opining about it on the thing, and I'm not going to get into, you know what I mean?
Too controversial?
That's a question for political. It's a question for political Paul, dude.
He already answered it. He's all on board.
The problem with political Paul is political Paul's political leanings are one way. So he doesn't look at both sides.
That's not true.
Really?
No.
Oh. I've had a couple of conversations with political Paul.
Yeah. I mean, he started off way right, and then he came to the middle, and now he's a little left to center, I'd say. But that's come.
He started off way right?
Yes.
Political Paul started off.
Both of us in the 90s.
And they're growing together, and now they're off the charts left.
We're both way right. We listen to Rush Limbaugh. We voted for Arne Carlson for governor of Minnesota. We were even at his campaign headquarters when he won the state.
Dude, you were all on board.
I was on board until well, the reason I was so on board is because Bill Clinton was getting blowjobs in the White House. And I thought that that was disgusting. Right. And it soured me on the whole Democrat Party. So then I became a Republican. And then, you know, the Iraq-Iran war happened. Not Iran. But the Iraq war happened. And that was bullshit. That was based on bullshit. So then I switched teams again. Now I would say
now we know how often you switch teams.
I'm a free agent. Mm. I'm a free agent.
I'm moving.
You're a journeyman. You're a journeyman.
I'm like the sixth guy on the NBA team. Mm-hmm. You know, he's good, but do we got to keep him? Not necessarily.
No.
We can get a rookie in the draft. You know, I like switching to whatever, you know, suits me. And right now, Bernie suits me. So, but he's not going to run. It's going to be Biden and it's going to be Trump.
What are some of the other side benefits of Mambo number 5, dude? We've got the Star Wars doors that are going to open up. We're going to have automatic doors everywhere.
Right.
The Timberwolves are going to avoid having a 60-loss season.
Hey, that's a great thing.
I was not down about hearing about the Wolves not coming back this year. I was really happy to hear it. Because I have not watched a single Wolves game this year.
Nobody's going to feel guilty about not going to the gym. That's a good bonus right there.
They avoided 60 losses, yeah. What are some of the other side benefits, dude?
I think people are going to be more health conscious in the future. Because every year we have a flu outbreak, right? And that's fun.
Right.
And people aren't very careful about it. Like, oh, the flu is back. You know, you hear something on the news.
Right.
This just in, the H1N1 is back this year, so everybody be careful when you're going out. And more people die of the flu than die of Mambo number 5. We all know that. So
well,
I think in the
– So far.
Right. That's going to change.
Yeah.
I think in the future, people are going to be a lot more careful about washing their hands and all that stuff. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are – hopefully people are just going to be generally more health conscious because the whole thing of this whole Mambo number 5 is like, you know, it's people who are at risk from, you know, other health issues. I mean, obviously being old, you can't prevent that. But,
no,
you know, all the other things of like asthma and, you know, just different – well, I guess asthma you can't really prevent either. I don't know. Yeah, but I know what you're saying. I see what you're saying. It's like people are just going to be generally more healthy. So general health, Star Wars, automatic doors, Timberwolves won't post a 60-loss season.
Right.
There's got to be more. There's got to be more on the silver lining than
– A baby boom. Just those There's three, a baby dude. Boom coming.
There will be a baby boom in January.
You think so?
Oh.
When everybody has to stop distancing and they –
They're not distancing now. I mean,
people are holed up in their houses. What do you think they're going to do? Unless your wife's quarantined.
Unless your wife is on quarantine. I mean, but you're holed up with your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever. I mean,
don't get any ideas.
It's Netflix and chill on a global scale, dude.
It is.
But how much of that can you handle? How much TV can you watch? How many video games can you play?
How much sex can you have?
How much sex? Well, you can have sex once and have a baby in 9 months.
Really? Is that how that works?
Full shizzle.
Huh. Good to know.
You know, not that I'm speaking from experience, but.
I think you had one.
I do. But, you know, I think it took more.
You think it doesn't work?
So,
I don't know.
So now what is in all, in all honesty, what is the status of the funhouse over there? Big G is, I mean. Uh-huh. Under normal circumstances, he would be scheduled to be returning when?
Now. Next month.
Next month, like early April.
Next month, yeah. But so is he going to like extend his stay or is he going to come back? Or he drives, does he? Or does he fly or what?
He drives down to Alamo, Texas. Oh,
so he's free to return anytime, dude.
He is, but I'm really discouraging him from doing that. Not because I need the whole house to myself. I mean, that is my birthright. you know, for 6 months out of the year, I get the funhouse to myself because he's in Texas.
Right.
My roommate's gone.
Right.
I don't mind him being here, seeing how it's his house. It is my right. birthright, you know what I'm saying? But if you're going to take all the joking right. aside and not wanting him to be here, I like it that he's here. I like having my dad around. He's a yeah. good he's a good roommate.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Richie, but. It's safer for him in that park in Alamo, Texas, because most of his neighbors have left. They've gone back to Canada. Some have gone back to Minnesota for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. You know, there's nothing to come back to.
So he's more isolated, you mean?
He's more isolated in that park. Yeah. He can't go right. to Mexico anymore because right. then the federales will throw him in the can.
Right.
If he tries sneaking across. He's safer right. in that park than here. Because, yeah. you know, when we're roommates, I got to leave every day. I got to go deliver the wine and spirits. I'm out running around all day, and Lord knows right. what I'm coming home with. And he's, you know,
right, right.
susceptible, sitting there in his chair watching TV.
Hey, I need a...
Right, right.
What do you think, Richie?
About
my plan to keep him in the park in Alamo.
To keep him in the park? Yeah, I mean, that's a... I mean, those are valid points. Like, same thing with Larry Barrister. You know, he's out in the country. And so, you know, like, yeah, it's pretty much, you know, he's way more, like you say, like, he's way more isolated. Like, here, it's like, yeah, if you go to the store, there's going to be way more people, blah, blah, blah. You know, people are always, not that people are stopping by or whatever, but yeah, you're just in a more, you know, I'm sure that there's more, you know, in more densely populated areas, there's probably going to be more spread of stuff. So yeah, I can see your point.
You were going to say something, Victoria?
Yeah. I need a drink that starts with F.
You need a drink that starts with F?
What's the name of a drink that starts with F?
Are you doing a crossword puzzle during the show? Or?
Well, I got to do something. I've lost interest.
Oh my God.
I'm just playing around. I need a drink that starts with F. Somebody give me something.
Fruit juice. A frappe.
How many letters?
It doesn't matter. I just need a word that starts with F.
Stick it out to the audience.
Uh-huh. Fanta. If you got
Fanta. That's good.
Fanta. Richie for the win. Okay. Thanks, guys. You can keep talking now.
So you're not contributing anymore?
Well, there's nothing for me to contribute at this point. I just contributed a drink that starts with F.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Richie, do you have any more, or do you want me to do What Did I Learn Today?
I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to think of what topics I had. I was interested to, you know, get your reaction on the Bill Simmons $200 million deal, but yeah, I guess you're out of the loop.
I still don't get
that.
I don't fucking get that. I don't.
I'm surprised.
Here's the problem.
You didn't get contacted by Spotify?
No. Here's the problem with podcasts. When I started 5 years ago, there was maybe 50,000 podcasts, right? Now there's 900,000 plus podcasts. And every fucking swinging dick and Joe Bag of Donuts out there thinks that they can become a broadcaster overnight and become a huge hit. Because I'm friends, I'm in this group on Facebook. It's a podcasting group. You know, they share information, like technical questions and things like that. And literally every damn day, there's another one. I just started my new podcast. It's called I Really Like Pro Wrestling. And Fake Wrestling or whatever. And I think that, you know, it's going to be a big hit. And what are some keys to the game for me? I mean, what do I need to be doing? And what they all seem to be doing, all these noobs, is running out and buying the latest in soundboard equipment. I mean, they're spending $600 to $700 on soundboards and microphones and screens and all the stuff you'd find at a radio station. Right?
Right.
And then they go out and they do these shows, and I've gone and I've listened to a few of them. I've appeared as a guest on a couple.
And the thing that I've noticed is that these guys have no talent. There's no talent.
So they're a lot like you.
No, I'm talented. I went to broadcasting school. I was on the radio. I did television. I paid my dues. I'm a talent. You can't just put anybody in front of a microphone. They're just not going to get any numbers. And they're also forever checking their numbers, their downloads. They're checking them all the time. And they can't figure out why they're not getting more downloads. Well, the reason, and the simple reason is because the shows aren't any fucking good. Because they're not broadcasters. Some people are... Sorry,
somebody's got
Mambo number five, dude.
Man.
It's just that they're not any fucking good, Richie. They're not.
Dude, I've just seen on the CDC that there's the first squirrel to human transmission, dude.
Oh, no. I hope it's not because of all that popcorn I put out in the backyard.
It might be.
Oh, no.
Do you think it was a bad idea that I urinated on all that popcorn, then gave it to the squirrels?
I can't. I just can't. That's enough.
It says here that popcorn can be an accelerant to the virus, dude.
Oh, shit.
You're done, dude.
Well, I think we're okay because one of the squirrels is super overweight. So I can't see him giving it to anybody. I think he's basically running up to his giant nest in the tree.
With his family.
With his... I think he's living alone.
No.
I think he's basically a shut-in. I think
but
he's
what
like,
about his wife that's down on the ground?
Well, you know.
He's giving it to his wife. Wife's giving it to the kids. The kids are going out playing video games with the rest of their buddies.
I don't know if there's a lot of sex going on in the squirrel nest.
I bet there is.
I don't think so. Huh. I think he's pretty disinterested in her.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking. Sounds familiar. My rant about new podcasts, Richie. And as far as the sale of this guy's network goes, hey, good for him. You know, I was kicking around with you, Richie, that we should go try out for a major market radio station as a duo. And you said that'd be a waste of time because podcasting is the future. But is it the future when there's over 900,000 other shows? Is the market too watered down?
I don't know. You better read the trade magazines for that one, dude.
Is the market flooded right now? Should people be starting their own podcasts, Richie, do you think?
I don't know. I mean,
the thing is,
they have something good to say.
Right.
They don't have anything good to say. I've heard these shows. They have nothing.
How can you judge that? Huh? There are people who are starting podcasts that do have something to say. It's just all the ones that don't. So, yeah, people should do it if they have something
to say.
No,
they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
You're just jealous.
Jealous of what? I've been on the air for 5 years. I've done over 100-plus episodes. I have thousands and thousands of downloads.
Do you remember about that narcissism conversation we were having earlier? I think we're seeing it in play now.
I have a body of
work. You got to make – tell – listen – tell, speaking of your body of work, this is going to be my final thought.
Okay.
Something that has come up many times.
Yes.
Your body of work, make it available.
I agree.
Tell political producer Paul to make all episodes available.
Okay. So here's the advice that I've given out.
All right, dude.
All right, here it is. Some people have asked me for advice with their podcasts, and I've told them this. I don't know if it had anything to do with Mambo number five.
Yeah, we're going to just keep raising it.
What did we learn today, Mike?
Okay. What did I learn today? Brought to you by your friends over at Carpenter Realty. Also, your good friends over at Evolve Entertainment.
That's us.
Evolve Entertainment, servicing all of your entertainment needs since 2019.
And we did a wedding yesterday.
We did do a wedding yesterday.
A social distancing wedding.
Right. At a home. Not a lot of people. Turned out great. If you need a DJ, a balloon artist, a masseuse, a photographer, an officiant, a magician, and you said, I don't want to go out. I don't want to look for all these different acts and try to hire all these acts because it's nothing but a pain in my ass. I don't want to sign 9 contracts with 9 different entertainers. Come to Evolve Entertainment, Minnesota. We're on Facebook. We'll take your wedding,
and we'll provide everything you need for it. Then you're only paying once instead of nine times, right? Evolve Entertainment. What did I learn? I've learned that COVID-19 is better. It's better. You know, I don't like the name at all. It's going to be Mambo number 5 from now on. So if you're fans of my show and you're seeing stuff on Facebook about COVID-19, correct everyone and say, it's Mambo number 5 now. It's a lot more fun. You could tap your toe saying Mambo number 5. It just puts everybody in a better mood.
You can't tap your toes to COVID-19, dude.
You can't. It doesn't roll off the tongue. Mambo number 5 does. What else did I learn? I've learned that I'm a narcissist. I've learned that I've True. Been judging everybody's podcast harshly. And maybe for the, you know, for the right reasons. There's a lot of talentless people out there.
You're listening to one of
no,
them.
No, I'm not listening to one of them.
There's no, people, we love you, Mr. Winter.
There's people that don't belong in front of a mic. Find a different hobby. You don't need to have a podcast. There's all kinds of different hobbies out there. Do modeling airplanes. What if they built model airplanes? That's a fun hobby.
What else did you learn?
I've learned that...
not to drink bleach.
Not to drink bleach.
And yeah, don't gargle bleach. Hot tip.
There's a lot of, you know, misinformation out there about what you can do to prevent, prevent catching COVID-19. And
also known as Mambo number 5.
Also known as Mambo number 5. And you shouldn't make up your own rules.
Social distancing, my friends.
I've learned that Larry O'Barrister is in quarantine. So, hi, Larry O'Barrister. I hope you're feeling better. Richie, did you learn anything today? I don't know.
I learned, I didn't realize that the Big G was an international man of mystery, dude.
He is. He really is.
He's down right on the old, he's right on the old border down there, dude.
He is. He's down there keeping us safe. Keeping, he's keeping the drug cartel at bay right now.
That's good. That's good, dude.
He's down there on the border in his pickup truck, not bothering to get out, just sitting in the truck and keeping a close eye on that fence.
Sheltering in place. Nice.
You need the Big G on that wall. You need him there watching.
So, he would rather you just say thank you and go about your business.
Exactly. If you're nice. Sick, stay home. If you're not sick, nice. Go out and please keep some social distance.
Exactly.
If you have an extra couple of bucks from the government, because I heard Trump's giving everybody $1,000 checks.
A couple times.
So you got some extra money? You want to help me out? Go over to Ko-fi/wisecracking with winter and buy me a cup of coffee. Why don't you? It helps the show out. It's like $3. Make a $3 donation to Wisecracking with Winter. That's Ko-fi/wisecracking with winter.
You can help feed the squirrels.
Yeah. Can you pull that up right now, Richie Barrister?
Let me do it. Hold on.
Do it. Make sure I'm giving out the right information.
Ko-fi.com.
Ko-fi.
Ko-fi. Ko-fi.
Yeah.
/wisecracking with winter.
Wisecracking. Wisecracking.
Yes, Wisecracking.
Oh, I see it. Wisecracking with Winter. Hold on. View page. Let me view the page.
Are you going to make a donation as long as you're there, Richie? Or
you're,
why don't you try it out?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. The connection.
Make
good.
A donation. See, well, just like run through it. Is it difficult to make a donation?
I see. I see lots of pictures here. I see you guys doing shots. I see Political Paul. I see Victoria and you by the falls there.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
So make a donation. Is there
You've reached 0% of your goal, by the way.
Well, well, click on to make a donation. Just you don't have to actually make one to see support. If it's difficult.
Click support.
But this is Veronica. So do you have a new favorite woman?
No, Victoria.
Yeah, I got to log in. I got to log in and sign up to do stuff. So yeah.
So you got to sign up. That's the move. You sign in, and then you make a donation to Wisecracking with Winter.
There you go.
That's the move.
Right on. Well, listen, dude, there's going to be an internet uprising here if I don't release the bandwidth, because my kids have gone. They've now gone 70 minutes without being online, dude.
Too long.
Wow. Well, thanks for popping in, Richie. I love talking to you.
Hey, dude, it was nice meeting you, Richie.
Yeah, nice to meet you. In these troubled times, you know, America needs the voice of Wisecracking with Winter, dude.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever. Right on, dude.
All right. Well, good talking to you. And thanks for coming by, everybody. Thank you, and stay safe out there. Like I told you before at the beginning of the show, move back to your parents' basement. That's where it's safest. Good night.